Today we're discussing human trafficking threats. With the rise of the internet, traffickers exploit online platforms to recruit and exploit victims. This includes grooming minors and advertising sexual services, making it difficult to track and combat. We will include the lack of legal protection. In fact, many countries have inadequate laws of enforcement or mechanisms to combat trafficking. This lack of legal framework allows traffickers to operate with impunity. Our expert today is writer Noel Thomas, who is a co-founder and CEO of Darkwatch. Valuable and free information from experts are contained in these short 7 to 15 minute podcasts. We want to help people understand the various end time threats and provide real-time solutions along with the tools needed for their friends, families, and businesses to survive. Followers of our channel can receive a free action guide on each topic weekly. We hope that these guides will help people prepare for the serious threats we all face at this time in history. Hey, welcome to the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Today, we're going to have a very intense conversation about human trafficking with Noel Thomas, who's an expert globally in this. Hey, welcome to the show, Noel. How are you?
Doing great, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm glad you could cut some time out based on your traveling deals, right?
Absolutely. I finally made a little bit of time to get on here, so thank you.
Well, you get to eat turkey next week, right?
That's it. I get a little bit of a break next week.
Tell us a little bit about your background, how you were led to get into this business of trafficking.
Yeah, so I think this really started for me as a child. Our family was walking in an indoor market. My dad gets distracted by a lady, and when he looks down, he saw that my four-year-old sister was gone.
Wow.
And thankfully, you know, I believe the Lord told him to go to the exit of this building. And when he got there, a man we didn't know was walking out the door with my sister.
Really?
Yeah, a huge impression.
I didn't know that.
On me. Yeah. And it's so I went onto the mission field and I got to India and I saw this 14-year-old girl being trafficked right above a police station. And the cops were directing traffic, and I thought, wow, this is an incredibly hopeless scenario. And that quote by Edmund Burke, where he said, all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. Mm-hmm. I knew at that very moment my life was about to change dramatically. So I become the statewide anti-trafficking coordinator in Florida. I get to go out on these raids. And I noticed that there wasn't any technology to fight human trafficking. And they were manually searching online, and I thought, there's got to be a much easier way to do this. And that was kind of the genesis of this whole company, was to make it easier to fight back against modern day slavery.
Yeah, I remember when you tell me about that a couple of years ago, and I was thinking, I need to figure out some way to protect this man because of the stuff you're doing. But did you write Dark Traffic based on your experiences that way, plus when you were working within the government? How did that really get in your spirit?
I'd always had this dream to write a book, and it kind of came out of nowhere, where someone I hadn't seen for 10 years, they were the keynote speaker at an event that I was speaking at. I said, hey, how did you get this book? And she said, oh, let me just give you my agent, and you know, we'll see if anything happens. And so sure enough, we cut a book deal, and they wanted to tell this story to show how organized crime is operating with cryptocurrency and globally, and these threats, how to, you know, teach parents to keep their kids safe. So that came out. And then just 2 weeks ago, I signed a deal for an Audible version of this. And so we've got an Audible coming out here in a couple months as well. And it details not only my own journey through this, but the sophistication of organized crime. And lastly, it brings this hope and message of the gospel that really no one is beyond redemption. And despite this being a dark industry, that there is hope at the end of this.
Hey, Noel, why don't you just give us a thumbnail sketch and a little bit of detail about your book, so everybody can kind of get a heads up on that.
Absolutely. So the book is called Dark Traffic. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and most book providers. There's an Audible coming out as well. And the thing that's beautiful about this book is it really is a field guide, that if you're first getting exposed to human trafficking, This is a great place to start to learn about the issue, how you can take action. And it also has tips in there how you can keep your family safe from these threats in an environment online. So the book is a very powerful tool. We're finding that individuals are buying 50, 100 or more at a time and passing them out to everyone they know as presents, to their, you know, firefighters, to their cops, to their friends.
Oh, good idea.
And it's a great tool to spread awareness about how human trafficking really operates and modern day slavery exists.
All right. That's good. That's an action guide, brother. What a journey you're having. That's amazing. So how did that kind of tie into the legal system? How does it, is your relationship tied into the legal part of this human trafficking? Have you been engaged in that with police or FBI or any of those guys?
Yeah, we've worked really closely with federal law enforcement and local law enforcement, directly assisted on a rescue, and have brought the information that have led to arrests. And so we've worked with law enforcement on that side. We're also seeing that there's a huge shift in the market commercially because these big banks and hotels and are getting sued for looking the other way that human trafficking was occurring. So when I went out on this raid with law enforcement, the front desk of this motel had tipped off the trafficker that a raid was about to go down. And so when we got to the room, the girl was there and the trafficker was gone. So this hotel was directly involved in, and they would be ripe for a lawsuit, you know, now in the current environment. But these lawsuits have driven a need for these corporations to bring in technology like DarkWatch to have some safeguards against human traffickers operating in their business.
That's amazing. I think you told me that they were kind of using them for the laundry money, right?
Yeah. So like, you know, the banks are using this technology to find the proceeds of money laundering. Hotels are making sure that they're not housing people or having people stay. So they'll be using our technology very soon. And government uses it for their investigations.
That is an amazing string of crazy information that I'm sure my audience is just going to get a lot out of. And so did you have any downside with dealing with the government?
Part of the reason I transitioned from working for the government to this environment is I wanted more efficiency. And I had worked in a nonprofit. I'd worked on the government side. And I thought, how can we use the wheels of capitalism to stamp out this issue, you know?
And, yeah. We like capitalism, don't we, brother?
We do. We love it. You know, you want to tackle hard problems. And one of the things I say is, you know, if you wanted to build a reusable rocket, you could never do it with charity or government. You have to have industry that's motivated by profit to go out there and solve these issues. And so that's why as a company, we chose the for-profit model. And now there's all these other companies that there's an industry evolving to fight human trafficking and modern day slavery, which is so cool to watch.
You were prophetic and didn't even know it. In your experience and knowledge of past and current events, what do you think about, or that you can share with my audience concerning the need to have situational awareness?
I say this is, you know, the number one way that we can fight human trafficking is by having a conversation. We're having a conversation today. But it also starts in the home. You know, the risk to my sister was a physical risk. And it's less stranger danger risk today. It's more cyber. And one of the things that we have to have a conversation about is how do we keep our kids safe on online gaming and social media, where these exploiters and human traffickers and predators are operating. There was recently a case where a child was playing a game called Roblox. Kids as young as, you know, 8 years old are playing this. And this kid formed a relationship with a predator, and the predator actually kidnapped that child. And so when we talk about situational awareness, how do we have this conversation? Well, the first is we got to have a safe environment that we can have this conversation with our kids where they feel comfortable coming forward if they get approached by a predator or a criminal.
In your creativity with all the software you and your team have developed and these concepts, have you thought about things that you could share with families so if the kid jumps on one of those programs or something, that they could either block it or send a signal to their family somehow to know that they're even in that space?
Yeah, there's some great tools that are out there. Bark is one of these tools that allows for that. My wife is very passionate about this, and she's actually started a company to help train parents and schools what to look for and how to collaborate together to stay one step ahead, and talk about situational awareness, stay one step ahead of these bad guys and have proper training. And she just got a huge grant for this. So we are very passionate about bringing this knowledge and situational awareness, as you said, right to the families and right to the front lines of maybe the biggest risk in our homes.
Maybe I should be interviewing her instead of you.
I know, seriously. She's the better looking of the two as well.
Well, I don't know. You've done pretty good. Another question I have for you to consider is, you talked a little bit about banks and hotels. When you're considering trafficking and threats, what kind of thing goes through your mind about just business in general, small business, medium-sized business? What kind of tips can you give this audience, a small business guy that's watching this video? This is okay. I get this, but how does that affect my hamburger joint or whatever it is?
Right. Oh, that's a great question, John. So human trafficking touches 30 different industries, everything from hospitality to transportation to agriculture to your hamburger joint. And one of the big risks is unknowingly supporting it. There's no business owner on your podcast that's saying, hey, I want to knowingly support human trafficking. Right. In fact, they all want to probably stop it. But they can unknowingly, without, proper training of employees and staff, the proper vetting of employees to make sure that you don't have someone that's labor trafficked that you're employing. So oftentimes there will be these recruiters that will pick these men and women up from other countries, and they'll go to work in a hamburger joint or a hospitality or wherever. And, the person hiring just thinks, oh, I'm going through a recruiting agency. So, making sure that your headhunters and recruiting agency isn't actively involved. So that's one way on the labor trafficking side. If you're a hotel operator or Airbnb host, right, is just making sure that there's proper safeguards that you're not having sex traffickers use your property or your stays for it. And a lot of this is common sense and basic awareness that, hey, we need a preparation plan. Just like, in Florida, we'd have a hurricane prep plan. There should be a human trafficking plan. So that way, if you see something, you can report it, you can say something, you can adequately respond to it and do your part, which positions your company in a wonderful light of, hey, we're here to stop slavery. We may not be able to do everything, but we're doing the little bit that we can.
What just went through my spirit on that was this might be something to feed to the new president. Because he's already fighting fights about illegal aliens and all that train wreck. And so this idea, if there was a tool for businesses, because every business I talk to, I don't know how it is in Florida, but here in North Carolina, all my friends that are in business talk about the fact that they can't find help.
Right.
And so what they're desperate just to find somebody to show up and go to work every day. And so they probably are cutting corners a little bit on this level of even thinking, just to get somebody to show up every day and do the work. So this is really good information. And finally, give me a 2-minute recap about your book and how my audience can simply, other than what you've already talked about, prepare, receive peace over this concept of human trafficking. Where can they, because part of what we do in this podcast is to provide information for people so that with our actions guides, which you'll be in, your book will be illustrated there, So the people can get peace in their life, because you and I both know who the peacemaker is.
That's right.
Right?
That's
right. But everybody watching this doesn't know who that is. And right now, with all the drama running all over the world and what's even happening in our country, this is a terror that nobody wants, a threat that nobody wants that's got any brains. So tell me what you think would be the best thing to really share some peace with this audience.
My heart is for justice and the rule of law, right? I was on tour with the rock band, and I met this former trafficker that came to the saving knowledge of Jesus. And
wow, that's cool.
Turned his entire life, his house of prostitution, into an addiction recovery center, entered the ministry, and totally changed his life. And that really struck me, you know, that like, yes, we've got all this cool technology. Yes, we can bring you the education. But for me personally, it's the hope of the gospel and really changing our hearts and minds about this as a society. At the very least, you know, not thinking that this is some other country or some other area's problem. I mean, this is in our backyards. If I were to show you the map that we collect, it's on every city corner. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States. This is happening in your backyard. And so that mindset shift that we can do something, that we can be part of this change. And for me, it's this deep faith that drives me and gives me hope for the future of tomorrow.
That is the great word of wisdom. And you know what? And right where we live near Charlotte, North Carolina, is supposed to be one of the high-end traffic areas. Mm-hmm. And that piece is important. Now I'm going to tell everybody watching the show, they need to get your book. They need to get on board. The parents that are stressing out with school and everything else, I think this is very vital information for right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really appreciate you taking your time to come on the show. And don't forget to tell your wife that she's next, all right?
That sounds great. Yeah, you'll get a very good show with her.
Yeah, she can't tell me anything you're doing wrong, all right? Just the good stuff, right? Well, bless you, brother. Have a good day. Again, thank you for coming and spending time with us for the Worldwide Threat.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, John.
I hope you're blessed with this information. Please like, subscribe, and click on the notification tab to our channel, and we will send you advanced notices about upcoming threats to be discussed. Remember to capture the free action guides via our QR code embedded in the episode at the end. As a registered follower of the Worldwide Threat Podcast, you have our permission to download and share every episode and free action guide with your friends, family, and other businesses. Each Thursday, we'll post a new subject for you to consider and discuss. Set your watch to watch and to download the free action guide. Thank you. This is John White, the host of the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Please check out everything we're doing, and blessings to you and your family.